Welcome to Torah Timech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Tes, the 39th Perek. This is the last of the Prakim which deal with the narrative of the life and the ultimate downfall of Chizkiyahu. We have just described how Chizkiyahu was miraculously healed from some sort of illness, and the sign that he will be healed was going to be that the clocks turned back 10 ma'alos. At this point in time, the Assyrians are the world power, as we said, in 3 days after this, is when they're going to fall. And the nation of Babel is a small little seedling of a nation. And here's when Babel begins to interact with Yehuda. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Ba'es Hahi, at that time, Shalach Moradach Baladan ben Baladan Melech Babel. The king of Babel, Moradach Baladan, the son of Baladan, sends messengers. And what does he send? He sends Sfarim u'mincha el Chizkiyahu, gifts and a letter to Chizkiyahu, v'yishma ki chala v'yechazak, because he hears that Chizkiyahu was sick and he was afterwards healed. How did he hear about that? Apparently, the turning back of those clocks, those 10 ma'alos, is something which affected the whole world. Everybody's clocks turned back, and that switched around the king's schedule, and he noticed something. He turned to his messengers and he says, what happened? And they said, there was a miracle that happened. It happened for Chizkiyahu. And he is so excited and he sends these gifts to Chizkiyahu. The Yismach Alehem Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu is happy to greet the messengers of this Babylonian king, and he rejoices with them. And what does he do with them? The Yera'em es beis nechota. He takes them and he gives them a guided tour of his entire treasure house, with the silver and the gold and the besamim, there's hashemen hatov and the good oil, there's kol beis kelav and all of his vessels, ve'et kol asher nimtza ba'otzrotav, everything that's found in his chest. Lo haya davar asher lo her'em Chizkiyahu, there's nothing which Chizkiyahu doesn't show them, and beveito, in his house, uvechol memshalato, and in his entire kingdom. And here is where we're going to start to see that Chizkiyahu, although he seems to have learned his lesson in his decision to have children, fails to learn his lesson in that he still thinks that the miracle that happened is an opportunity to show his own wealth. What should he have done? He should have gone to show the people the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's home, Hashem's treasures. But instead, he shows them his own treasures. He should have realized that the miracle which took place for him wasn't before him. It wasn't a private miracle. It was a public miracle. It was a miracle which affected everybody's clocks and everybody's time. And that should have been indicative to him that this was something that he needs to share. He needs to tell the whole world about how great Hashem is. In fact, it was an opportunity, the Malbim explains, for a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, to give power to Am Yisrael, to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead, he fails to learn that message, and he directs it towards himself. And so Yeshayahu comes, Vayavol Yeshayahu ha-Navi el ha-Melech Chizkiyahu. Once again, Yeshayahu makes his way to Chizkiyahu, and he says to him, Ma amru ha-anashim ha-ele, u-mi-ayin yavo elecha. What were you saying to those people, and where did they come from? And we hear this question as an opportunity where questions are asked to people throughout Tanakh as opportunities to do teshuvah. In the first sin, Hashem turns to Adam HaRishon and says, Ayeka. Later on, Hashem says to Cain, where is Hevel, your brother? And in fact, the greatest or closest parallel to this conversation between Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu is when Hashem appears to Bilam, when Balak sends messages to him to curse the Jewish people. And Hashem says to him, and this is in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Tes, he says, Miha anashim ha'ele? Imcha, who are these people who are with you here? Which is so similar to the question that Chizkiyahu is asked, who are these people? And here Chizkiyahu responds and he says, Me'eretz rechaka bo elai mi Bavel. They have come from a far land, from Bavel, and they came ba'u elai. They came to me. And here once again we see he totally missed the question. The question was a petach, it was an opening for him to do teshuvah, to reflect and say, what's really going on? Why are these people here? Maybe they're here for Hashem. But he doesn't hear that. He says, they come to me. We hear similar with Bilam. Bilam responds to Hashem in Sefer Bamidbar, and he says, Vayomer Bilam el Elokim, Hashem says, Balak ben Sipor melech Moav shalach elai. They're people who Balak has sent, elai, to me. Exactly the same words that's used a failure to see the bigger picture, a failure to see how we are just messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not our world and it's not our story, it's Hashem's. And Yeshayahu prods him and gives him another opportunity and says, Ma ra'u bebeitecha, what did they see in your home? And Chizkiyahu says, Es kol asher bebeiti ra'u, I showed them everything in my home. Lo haya davar asher lo ha'arisam ba'atrotai. There was nothing that I didn't show them in my house, in my treasures. He totally misses it. He misses the mark. And thus, he's going to get punished. Vayomer Yeshayahu el Chizkiyahu. Yeshayahu says to Chizkiyahu, okay, all opportunities are up. It's over. You have experienced so many countless miracles that should have given you the indication that you're meant to make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the world, and you didn't. And so, Hine Yamim Ba'im, the days are coming, Hashem says. V'nisa kol asher b'beitecha, everything that you have, everything in your home, which you think is so fabulous that you need to show the king of Babel, it's going to be schlepped out. And the irony here is the Babylonians are the ones who are going to schlep it out. And they're going to take it out. V'es kol atzro avotecha, and all the treasures of your forefathers are going to be taken, Babel, out to Babel. V'lo yevater davar, and there'll be nothing that remains. You showed them everything, they're going to lose everything. But remember we said Chizkiyahu needs to know about the past and the future and not get stuck on the present? Well, here it's going to be the things from the past, the things in the treasure chests of your forefathers that are going to be taken out, but the impact will also have on your future, your children. Pasuk Zayin tells us, Ubi banecha asher yetzu mimcha, and your children that came from you, that will come from you, asher tolid, that are going to give birth, yikachu, they'll take them out, v'hiyu sarisim, and they will be officers, but saris could also be someone who's been castrated. They will not have any children. Behecha melech Bavel, they will serve rather in the house of Bavel. And here the heavy irony is, he had children, but his children will not have children. There's not going to be a continuation of this line because Chizkiyahu fails to see the opportunities in front of him. And what does Chizkiyahu respond? And perhaps this is the most chilling of the entire perek, the last pasuk. Vayomer Chizkiyahu Yeshayahu. Chizkiyahu hears this news and what does he say? Tov devar Hashem asher dibarta. I accept the words of God, which in and of itself would be a totally fine thing. But remember, this is Chizkiyahu who doesn't accept the word of God. He davens for the people and he davens for the nation. He davens to be healed from his illness. And here when he's told that the future generations will be sent out into exile, he doesn't daven at all. He just accepts it. Why? Vayomer, he says, Ki yehye shalom ve'emes b'yamai. As long as there will be peace and there'll be truth in my days, then what happens after I die will happen after I die. He is in pursuit of MS truth. He wants righteousness. He wants God. And at the same time, he fails to see the implications of what it is that he desires. So we need to ask ourselves, was Chizkiyahu a tzaddik? And obviously the answer is yes, he was a tzaddik. And maybe that's why he was punished so harshly and seen with such a microscopic view for the single failure of his character flaw. Because he was so great and so powerful, and yet, aval, and in this area he failed. Or maybe it's because of his greatness that he became so self-centered. And this is kind of like a chicken or an egg question. Maybe it was the gadlus of Chizkiyahu, his incredible charismatic ability to change the world, which obviously someone's greatest strength is also going to be their greatest flaw. And here we see, unfortunately, that Chizkiyahu's gadlus, his greatness, his incredible charisma, his power, his everything that he is what's going to be his Achilles heel and is going to bring him down. And this ends the narrative part of Sefer Yeshayahu. And what we begin from Perek Mem onwards is going to be the portion of the Sefer which deals with Nechama, which deals with comfort. And often people talk about the next perek as being the best part of the Sefer, because up until now there's so much tochacha, there's criticism, there's rebuke, there's stories about the failures of the people. And here we transition to talking about comfort and love and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. We talk about the end of days and the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. But we have to also remember that when we start comforting, that's when we don't believe there's any hope in our rebuke. When we comfort, that's when we think that there's no way we can possibly make things better. When we bring in the palliative care, that's when we know that there's no more. And here is the last moment of hope, which is finally extinguished when Chizkiyahu accepts this fate, accepts the story. Babel's going to destroy Am Yisrael. Yes, you were saved from the Assyrians, but no, you will not be saved from Babel. And thus the light goes out. And tomorrow we'll begin with Nechama. Our learning today was sponsored, Lerefuah Shelema,
ליונינה סימה בס דפנה הינדה, ג'ניפה היקרה שלנו, ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.